Derry City lost 2-0 at home to Sligo Rovers on Friday night at the Brandywell. A goal in each half gave Gerard Little's team the points. They opened the scoring on 11 minutes through David Cawley. Rhys McCabe lofted a fine pass into the path of Cawley, and he ran in from the left edge of the box, rounded the keeper and scored from 6 yards out, totally unmarked. On 13 minutes, Derry's Ben Doherty should have levelled when he was sent clear by Aaron McAneff. He took a touch too many as he entered the 18-yard box and allowed Sligo to clear. On 23 minutes, Lewis Morrison should have made it 2-0 when he was gifted time and space on the left side of the Derry box. He blazed a shot over the bar. Ronan Hale seemed destined to level on 34 minutes when the ball fell to him inside the Sligo box. His shot at goal was weak and the keeper palmed it away with ease. On a stroke of half-time, Ronan Hale was sent clear into the box on the right-hand side, and he really should have equalised. His eventual shot was very weak at the goalkeeper. 2 minutes after the break, Lewis Morrison made it 2-0. Keelan McAleer slipped a great cross in from the right-hand side, and Morrison poked it home from inside the 6-yard box past the Derry keeper. On 50 minutes, McAleer smashed a shot from the right of the box that the Derry City keeper did very well to parry. And 3 minutes later, Adam Wickstead should have made it 3-0. His shot at the keeper from 10 yards was brilliantly blocked by Gerard Doherty. On 55 minutes, Derry's Ben Doherty hit a shot from 20 yards that the keeper pushed away for a corner. And on 90 minutes, Greg Moorhouse hit a shot across the Derry City goalmouth with the Derry keeper beaten. The ball seemed to just clip the keeper's left-hand post as it bounced across the open goal. 2 minutes into stoppage time, Darren Cole went close with a daisy cutter of a shot for Derry City from 25 yards. Disappointment for Kenny Shields, the players and the supporters on Friday night at the Brandywell. It finished 2-0 and Derry's next game is on Monday away to Cork City.